So, Bob, yes. You gave some numbers out over 3 hours ago that nobody remembers. What were those numbers? 96, 69, 42, Hadad Haik. What?
Yeah, other than, you know, Caleb Williams' formation call. We are looking at metric tons and basically waste. So when we think about 14.5 million tons of new plastics are generated each year.
Okay.
So that's now as of 2018, just to be clear.
14.5 million tons metric tons.
Whoa.
Of new plastic.
Wow.
So the other number was 69%. Well, of that, 69% of all plastic containers end up in landfills.
Yikes.
Not of that 18, you know, 14 million, but every year, 69% of whatever plastic we have ends up in a landfill. And then finally, it's 27 million tons of plastics landfilled each year.
And that doesn't break down at all.
New forever, right?
Right.
So what I wanted to share with today are some ideas and thoughts about how to reuse some of those plastics and repurpose. And simple things like creating drawer organizers, snack or travel packs, garden seed starters, first aid travel kits, containers, pet food scoops. You can cut up the plastic.
Sure.
Paint or craft supply holders, lid-only uses such as plant saucers, pet dishes, coasters, and so on. Best, you know, kind of, again, repurpose, reuse, just like furniture, right? There are many ways to always repurpose items. And, you know, with back to school,
same thing.
We talked about, again, repurposing. So how do we not have to go out and buy all this new furniture for, let's say, a sophomore or junior going to their first apartment in college?
Right.
Well, secondhand, right? Buy secondhand, purchase the repurposed furniture. It's going to last longer anyways.
Right.
It's going to make it through those college parties. And it's going to be able to be utilized by, obviously, students for their duration of their school.
You basically need it to last 36 months.
Yeah, basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Until your kid gets out of that college. And then if they give it to somebody else, God bless them. Come over, get it, and bring it into your apartment because I'm graduating, and I don't care about it. That couch is never coming back to Illinois. I'm just telling you right now. Forget about it. I'm not schlepping that thing back. Okay? We hadn't. It was upstairs. Nobody was using it anyway, right?
Yep.
And I don't even want to know what type of fluids are on there, what type of biological project is on there.
Petri dishes.
I don't need to know. Okay, God forbid they get a steam cleaner in there every once in a while to clean it. Not a shot. But we're going to talk more about this after the break.
Yep.
Where is your location and what is your website?
So we're located at 425 Airport Road in Elgin. We have our Remix Market store, which is our thrift store, part of our Junk Lugger brand. And we are open Monday through Saturday, and from 10:30 to 4:30 on the weekdays, 11:30 to 4:30 on Saturday. And our website is remixmarketchicago.com.
All right, we're going to dive deeper. Sorry, Dave, we got the chigger call coming in. And here's a tip on chiggers. Very important about chiggers. As a lifelong camper, the trick is to wash the area, mainly from your knees down to your feet, as soon as you come from inside.
Yep.
Warm water and soap and brush it downwards.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know what? That's a great reason why I do not camp. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. More with Bob Schmidt from Junk Luggers after these messages. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We're going to pick up with Bob Schmidt from Junk Luggers. Jeremy was in here a couple weeks back, and he mentioned during breakfast, you had mentioned that you also do service calls for industrial for contractors that might need a little extra oomph, some extra hands that they might not be able to find readily available. And Jeremy had a 750-pound bathtub. Can you explain what happened and what you guys did?
It was, again, a great partnership there. Jeremy gave me a call and he said, you know what? I've got this situation. I've got this very heavy tub. It's cast iron.
Yeesh.
I need to take it up into the second floor. Well, whenever you think about 750 pounds, the second floor, you always want to cringe a little bit. But at the same time, you understand the situation and the need. So he explained to me that it's also a curved staircase. So it's a turn. Not to make it simple or anything, right? So we do this all the time. And
you guys are taking stuff out of
the house. Yeah, we take stuff out of the house. So that's why he gave us a call. He's like, you guys know how to do this. And I said, yes, we do. So we brainstormed a little bit on his situation. We sent over five guys because that's what's going to take.
Jeez.
And we, you know, made sure everything was protected. We wrapped up the tub. We put it on an appliance dolly and navigated it up the staircase.
Oh, my gosh.
All in one piece, nothing damaged. And so, you know, it was a part of our services, which is general labor. So we are more than happy to work with anybody who needs to move things heavy, right? Either from point A to point B, usually within a home. Many times it's a, oh, I'm having my floors redone. I need to empty out this room. I've got a pod outside. Can you help us load it up? Oh, by the way, I have a baby grand piano. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. We've done that before as well. So it's, you know, it's a service that we're happy to offer and have had great success in working with partners like Jeremy
at Interesting. Megapros. All right.
Cool.
But I also have to give a shout out to Jeremy because, you know, no one's perfect. And every once in a while, we'll make a mistake and we'll ding up a wall or a door frame. And we did that just recently. And thanks to Jeremy and his team, they came out and patched it up, which we stand by our word. Any, you know, anything that's damaged, we will make sure it gets repaired.
Interesting. All right. Well, that so any type of contractors out there, right? It was in the Elgin area and it was within your service area that you sent your crew out. And it's just what time and
just time,
time per each guy. And you're like, hey, you're there for 2 hours and there are five guys and here's the rate and, you know, write the check.
That's right.
And that tub is coming out of that house when they take it. A sledgehammer
right.
is going to be, because cast iron, you take a sledgehammer to that a couple of two, three times in the right places. It's going to be a lot easier to take that cast iron
that's right.
tub out than it is schlepping them up a flight of steps. What other nuggets of knowledge and tidbits you want to share with us?
Well, as we are often removing things that are no longer in use, but still have plenty of use, we end up donating majority of what we have, and then we take many things back to our thrift store as well. So talking earlier about repurposing, if you're out, let's say, in the market, or you're looking for, let's say, a kitchen island, you know, you want to don't quite have the space you want in your kitchen, and for those DIYers out there, look at an old dresser, take the top off, put on a very simple countertop slab, attach wheels at the bottom, a couple hooks. Now you've got yourself a brand new island, a little touch of paint, right? And this is something you can pick up at thrift stores like our Remix Market. We also started doing or teaching people how to repaint or paint furniture.
Nice.
Yeah. So another way to repurpose and make sure that you don't have to throw it away. And we offer classes on that on a monthly basis as well. And that you can all find on our website at remixmarketchicago.com.
Very cool.
So again, another part of our business we never really talked too much about in terms of junk luggers, because, you know, obviously the word junk luggers, you think about junk hauling. And so we want to make sure that everyone understands our full circle of junk.
you guys were talking, and then we got to hit a break here at the quarter hour. You guys were talking about going out to Bob's facility and training his 20 employees and how to identify bed bugs.
That's one of the perks of being a partner or a client of Rose is we have staff entomologists who will come and do lunch and learns for companies. We do this for realtors all the time too, but we're actually going to come to the Elgin location and just do like a bed bug 101 for the staff because, I mean, let's face it, like people are trying to repurpose a lot of things, which I love. I love that idea. But instead of dumpster diving and bringing home bed bugs or cockroaches or anything that you don't expect, you can go to a source like Junk Luggers Warehouse and you know that they've already looked over these things and cleared it for you know, any kind of vermin. So we're going to train up their staff, make sure they're all good to go and they know what they're looking for. But it's something to keep in mind too, as kids are going back to college, like bed bugs, we're the number one bed buggiest city in America right now.
Cool.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So bed bugs are in full force, and they happen because of transfer from item to item, but Junk Luggers is a great resource because you know you're not going to bring home something unwanted.
That's right.
Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out.
1-800-LUG-JUNK or 1-800-584-5865, junkluggers.com. And I've put all these tips on repurposing nice. Also on our Facebook page. So our Junk Luggers Northwest Chicago Facebook page. Take a look. You'll get those ideas and maybe do a few YouTube videos and find out how to do it.
And don't forget, Bob, it's not about the rate. It's about the
payment.
Monthly payment.
That's right.